A double-strung harp has two rows of strings, which are typically, but not always, tuned the same way. This one has 23 strings on each side. It starts an octave below middle C, and then you have up to middle C. You have one more octave, and another one, that's three octaves, plus this D on top. My lyre and zither each have 22 strings, so they're missing this top D. So basically, this harp has the same range. So what's the point? The point is you have not just one row of strings, but two. So you have this 23-string range twice, one whole range for each hand. So the hands don't run into each other. You can play just freely without having to worry about, okay, my left hand is here, and if it plays up too far, like up to, you can play the whole range without running into your right hand, because your right hand is on its own row of strings. The idea of the double-strung harp came about because there are Welsh harps that are similar, and I believe a Spanish or Renaissance harp that is similar, but the modern double-strung harp has been around since the early 90s, and it has come to be what it is with the full range on each side, mostly so that a harpist can have a full set of sharping levers on each side as well. What that means is that if your harp is tuned in C, as mine is, each row of strings plays a C scale, but if you have a lever on each string, you can flip it. If you need a C sharp, this is a C. If you need a C sharp, you flip the lever up, and you can play a C sharp. This lets you play in more keys. Now, this harp does not have levers, mostly because of the cost factor. 46 strings, one lever on each string, it really adds up. It adds a little bit of weight as well, but not too much. I can play in other keys, but if I want to do that, I have to physically tune the necessary strings to whatever accidentals are in the key. If I want to play in G, I have to take my tuning wrench and retune the Fs to F sharp. Whereas if I had levers, I would just flip up the F levers and boom, you get F sharps. But I've gotten used to tuning the lyre and zither strings because they don't have levers, so levers were kind of a luxury that I chose to forego. It's really important with a double-strung harp to have both sides as in tune and as in tune with each other as possible, because if not, the vibrations are different, and if you have a C that is tuned and then one that is a little off on the other side, it's not going to sound as good. So, without further ado, here is the diatonic scale, the C major scale, in this case. I'll play the left side note first, and then the same note on the right side.